This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
What is up, everybody? Week 11, a glorious Sunday outside. Jeff Nowak, Steve Geller here on First Take inside the Caesar Superdome, getting ready for that noon start between the Cleveland Browns. 2-7 and the 3-7 New Orleans Saints. Can Coach Riz get that bump again in this game and get a second straight win before the bye week?
I have a question.
Yeah.
What time do you think Jameis woke up this morning?
Oh, he might have not even slept.
I think he stayed
so
up. Yeah.
Definitely anxious to see the return of Jameis in the Dome just because of what he brings emotionally, I think, is going to be funny. Just the faces he makes and what he says, and also looking forward to hopefully some of those, as Mike Dettillier would term them, lollipop balls. So hopefully this secondary can pick them off, because the takeaway margin has not been good for Cleveland, whereas the Saints have thrived in that at least this season.
Yeah, Tyrann Mathieu, I think he referred to him as moon balls.
Moonball,
first
all right.
Play of the game. He's like, throw it up, buddy. See what happens. We talked to Chris Easterling from the Beacon Journal earlier this week. He called it the Jameisance. And so I think we should go with the Jameisance versus the Resurrection. Who makes it?
Let's do it.
Yeah.
I'm all about the Riz, obviously. The Darren Rizzi, the head coach of the Saints now. Trying, like I said, to get that second straight win for this black and gold bunch. And I don't know, you've been around, obviously, the team a bunch in the locker room. And do you feel like that energy carried over into another week?
You know, it's tough. And I don't know if we can really possibly know that. Like, yeah, we spend 20 minutes, 40 minutes a day
right.
for 3 days in the locker room. And so I could sit
you
here,
know everything
I
about
could sit
this
here
team.
And pretend that that's like, you know, polling data. And like, oh, yeah, we can extrapolate and the margin of error. No, I mean, like, there's no way to know because I don't sit in those meetings. I'm not at those practices and see how that energy is. They say it is. They say the energy is still there. But I think this is an important week for Riz. I really do. Like, he got that last week was that kind of first step of like, hey, this could be a thing. Right? Like, and you needed that. But, you know, that game could have easily gone the other way. Like, we talked about that game, like, oh, man, the energy in this. And he created a scenario where they won. He did. But there was also, like, a very easy scenario where they lose that game.
Yeah, we didn't account for three field goals that should have been good.
Yeah, I mean, like, you had a chance to ice that game, and your best player dropped it. And sometimes we call something a drop, and it was really a difficult catch that it's like, oh, you know, you should have caught it, but I get it. No, it was a straight drop by your best player, right? So, I mean, like, there's still issues.
Alvin say? He said it was lame or
the lamest thing he's ever done.
Lamest thing he's ever done, right?
Yeah. I mean, he was embarrassed. He was embarrassed about it, and it should be. I mean, that's your job, right? but, no, I mean, like, this is going to be the week that you kind of see, well, okay, was that just a one-week bump in energy, or is this something that you might be able to sustain? Because, hey, you're in a good spot here, right? Like, you win this game, you go into the bye, and I say good spot. How good of a spot can you be in at 3-7?
Three wins, we're in a great spot.
In terms of, like, what is your setup over the next few weeks, right? You have a game that's in front of you that you should be able to win. Then you have a bye week to rest up, and then you welcome in a Rams team that isn't great. And you'll have the advantage of a bye week. Now, this week, the Browns are coming off a bye, so they'll have that extra energy. They've had that extra time to prepare. They got a quarterback who's going to be juiced up. You know, there's a lot of connections on this in this game, actually. You know, you go back to that 2019 Vikings staff. It's got Kevin Stefanski on it. It's got Clint Kubiak on it. It's got Marwan Maloof on it, a guy that most people probably don't even know. He's a new special teams coach after they fired DA and moved Rizzi to the head coaching job. They brought in Marwan Maloof. He was a special teams coordinator on the same staff that Clint Kubiak and Andrew Giannoco and Rick Dennison were on. So they know each other well. You know, Miles Garrett and Eric McCoy, we'll talk more about Eric McCoy. They were teammates in college. Cedric Tillman, Alante Taylor, they were teammates in college at Tennessee. Obviously, a couple of LSU guys in Grant Delpit and at safety and Ethan Pocic at center. So, you know, and Joe Woods was the defense coordinator for the Browns from 2020 to 2022. He was actually the defensive coordinator when you went up there and froze your toes off on the sideline.
Yeah, the modern-day Ice Bowl.
Yeah, and so, you know, and he probably doesn't look back at that game quite as fondly as we do as the winning side of that equation. He ended up getting fired after that season. I would argue he was kind of scapegoated a little bit.
Probably why his offense didn't run the ball more there.
Right, exactly. Like, you can blame the defense, but you had Deshaun Watson throw the ball 36 times in negative 20 degrees. Like, whose fault is that? The guy who calls the play? Well, that would be Kevin Stefanski. He still has a job. Now, they went to he won Coach of the Year last year, right? Like, they went to the playoffs with Joe Flacco. So, you know, he was kind of, we were joking with him, like, hey, people have been calling this the Joe Woods revenge game. And he said, no. Like, he doesn't look at it that way. His family still lives in Cleveland. But, you know, he'll stand up there and say that anytime you go against your former team, you want to put one on them. Right, so he would love to go out there and shut out the Browns. Right, he would love there to pick off three passes and be like, okay, hey, who's the problem?
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now,
obviously, if you leave, it's not as hard or as, you know, a tough a situation.
Oh, yeah.
There's no that much bad feelings. But when someone lets you go.
When you get fired.
Right, exactly.
Right. Like, he was.
I'm going to show you.
He was fired. They looked at that staff and they said, no, the problem isn't from the top. The problem isn't Kevin Stefanski and the fact that we handed him Deshaun Watson. The problem is Joe Woods and the defense. And, you know, I think Miles Garrett wasn't a huge fan of his. And that goes a long way when you have a guy like Miles Garrett and he's not in your corner. Your days are numbered, right? Like, that's when you're a star player, especially a star of that caliber. You know, I'm not an astronomy guy. What's the brightest, hottest star, right? Like
the sun.
Yeah, well, they're all suns, Steve. I'm not an astronomy guy, but I know that. But either way, you know, like, when you have a guy like that who's not for you, then a lot of it is against you. And so we'll see, you know. And I thought he did a good job last week of, you know, I don't think the defense was necessarily that much different. I thought the way he approached the defense was a little different.
For sure.
Especially from a pass rush perspective. You didn't see as many games. You didn't see as much simulated pressure. You kind of just went. And while you did that, you had a bigger rotation, or a shorter rotation, I should say. And when I say shorter, I mean fewer snaps in between rotations. So I think it was how you were able to keep guys fresher, and maybe that's why you were able to get those big sacks on the last few drives. Cam Jordan got through for one. Chase Young got through for one.
I know he liked the more snaps.
Yeah. And, you know, I think that's more representative of what we'll see for him. I think the max you're going to see is around 40 snaps, but you're not going to see 10, which is what he got against the Panthers. And it's honestly kind of disrespectful to look at Cam and be like, yeah, you can only contribute 10 snaps to this defense, right? Like, he may not be as productive as he was in the past, but he's still a valuable piece to your defense, and you got to find ways to get him on the field. So I liked how it went last week with Joe. I liked the way he was calling the game, so we'll see how that goes.
Looking at our LCMC Health update, LCMC Health, 8 hospitals, 1 promise of keeping you well. Out for the Saints in this game, we know Jamal Williams and Lucas Patrick, both of them will not be playing. Also questionable for the Black and Gold, Pete Werner, he's dealing with a hand issue. We'll be talking about that as well. JT Gray, a hip. Eric McCoy is questionable, dealing with the groin issue. He was limited all week, but full go on Friday. Obviously, he's playing today. We're looking forward to his return.
Yeah.
Also, hamstring for Kool-Aid McKinstry. He's listed as questionable, was also a full go on Friday, and limited for the Black and Gold on Friday's practice. Cedric Wilson Jr., he was limited all week, actually, questionable. And then a guy back in the mix, Nephi Sewell, coming back from a knee issue, was a full go all week, but still questionable for this team into the matchup. And then looking at some of the roster announcements that the team made the other day, Eric McCoy has been activated off of injured reserve. Also, Nephi Sewell from reserve, the physically unable to perform lifts. They've waived wide receiver Jermaine Jackson and elevated wide receivers Kevin Austin Jr. and Dante Pettis to the active rosters. Those are some standard elevations for this matchup against the Browns.
Yeah, and so Nephi is an interesting case. I wouldn't be surprised, like, if you think, oh, he was activated to the roster, he's going to be active. I wouldn't be surprised if he's inactive. The reason you had to activate him this week was he was at the end of his 21-day window, so if you didn't activate him, his season would be over. Talking to Darren on Friday, they had not made a decision yet to that end. The guy that you're watching and saying, okay, will he play, is Pete Werner. He missed the first 2 days of practice dealing with a hand injury. He was out there on Friday with a club, and he got in a limited practice. So the question is going to be, do the doctors feel like he can play without doing any additional damage to that hand? So we'll find out. I think they had the option to downgrade him to maybe question or doubtful on Saturday. So he wants to play. We'll see if he can play. And he's obviously a big piece of this defense. And I think if he's active, Nephi probably is inactive. And if he is inactive, then maybe Nephi's active, right? The guy that surprised me was Jermaine Jackson, who was your primary punt returner and kick returner. You know, if this was training camp, I would have a pretty good idea of who might be returning punts or kicks today, but we don't get to watch those parts of practice. So we'll have to see, right? Because obviously Rashid Shaheed's not here.
Right.
Jermaine Jackson's not here. I haven't seen Mason Tipton do any punt return. He didn't really do it that much in training camp. He was more of a kick return guy. So I'd be surprised if it's him, if you trust him in his first ever, like, he's never done it in the NFL. So the guy I'd be expecting to be your punt returner is Dante Pettis. He's done it before. He's got like 32 career punt returns. Kick return, I think you probably will see Mason Tipton involved in there. Maybe Pettis, maybe somebody else like Jordan Mims. But that was a bit of a surprise to me. I wouldn't be surprised if they want to get him back on the practice squad. The other cut you didn't mention was Connor McGovern. They waived him.
He actually got
claimed by the Jets, so he's back with the Jets now. So he's not an insurance policy at center anymore. So Lucas Patrick is out. Who's your backup center today? So Eric McCoy's going to play. I would guess it's Shane Lemieux. I think Shane Lemieux has to be active because I don't think you want to put Cesar Ruiz in that position where you'd have to shift over. So we'll have to see. But Shane Lemieux is listed on the depth chart as your center. So that's going to be an interesting question. But, the other one, the guy I want to talk about more, we don't have to talk about it here, Kevin Austin elevated again today. I'd like to see something out of him. I think he's going to get a good bit of run. So, some interesting moves for sure.
The Riz, we'll see if it's back with his Black and Gold bunch for another game today, Sunday, in the Superdome, taking on the Cleveland Browns. Want to hear from you, Hudets. What you up to today? How you feeling about this matchup against Cleveland? Definitely a tough defense, and we'll see that Jameis factor if we get some of those God's plan balls just hanging up there for this Saints secondary. Hopefully can take advantage of.
This holiday, BMW has reunited 3 members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.